Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
The senior version of Rick Barnes is still pretty tough. This is our Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. As a young college basketball coach at Clemson, Barnes made a name for himself when he confronted Hall of Famer Dean Smith at the 1995 ACC tournament and 2 years later showed some antics at the Dean Dome. Tonight, the 69-year-old Barnes will still be fired up when his 10th-ranked Tennessee Volunteers visit Carolina in the inaugural ACC-SEC Challenge. The number 17 Tar Heels are slight favorites but must meet the Vols' manhood. The clash in 95 was over Smith yelling at a Clemson player for holding the Tar Heel he was guarding, and when the head coaches were summoned to the scorer's table, they ended up nose-to-nose. Smith, hands in his pants pocket, invited Barnes to take the first shot. Barnes erupted. Early in the 1996-97 season, which would be Smith's last on the bench, Clemson was ranked second when the Tigers tried to win their first game ever in Chapel Hill, and the number 19 Heels had gotten off to a 3-4 start in ACC play. Smith assigned 6'5 Vince Carter to cover 5'9 all-ACC guard Terrell McIntyre and cut off his passing vision. Clemson shot 27% from the floor and 3-for-24 from the three-point line as UNC won 61-48. When McIntyre came out with his fourth foul, Barnes took off his coat and feigned putting himself into the game, which drew laughs and catcalls from the home crowd. Barnes moved on to Texas, where he led the Longhorns to the 2003 Final Four and defeated UNC 5 straight games. He is now in his 9th year in Knoxville, where a once villainous coach endeared himself to Tar Heels last season when the Vols bounced Duke from NCAA play. Tennessee 4-2 with losses to Kansas and Purdue plays rugged defense and will employ it against Carolina, which is better in most offensive statistical categories. The Heels have higher shooting percentages from the floor and the arc, average more rebounds per game, and have a far better assist-to-turnover ratio. The well-balanced Vols' top play is Northern Colorado transfer Dalton Knecht, who connects at 45% overall, 39% from downtown, and averages 17.5 points a game. Their next two scorers are fellow guards Jordan Ganey and Josiah Jordan James. Fortunately, neither of them is the real Jordan. Size, if not strength, favors the home team, as long as Amanda Bacot gets back on his horse after struggling to score in the Bahamas. AB had 18 rebounds against Villanova, but did not record a double-double in 3 games down there. UNC asked that this be a whiteout night, where everyone wears a white shirt. The last time for that was 2013, an 82-77 win over number 11 Kentucky. The very next game, the Tar Heels lost at home to unranked Texas and Rick Barnes. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.